The Oscars made the announcement who will host after there was a whole situation with Kevin Hart and he's not hosting. Who is it? Will you like this decision? That's on the way.
All right. It's Elizabeth and Radar, 99.1 The Mix, and we are live from the Kessler's Diamond Center Studios. Been waiting all this morning because you won't tell us. Who is it?
The Oscars have announced.
Yes.
This year, the host will be... no one.
Wait a minute. What?
Producer Dave, thank you for that sad trombone. Oh, we have a real sad trombone.
We do have a real sad trombone.
No one. The Oscars announced that no one will host for the first time since 1989. Producers plan to delegate the role of MC to a selection of A-list stars who will introduce various segments.
Wait, when are the
so
Oscars?
So what's the opening going to be? February 24th.
Okay, so there's plenty of time, isn't there, to still find somebody, but they're just not doing it.
I don't think it's that bad.
I can see why they are doing this.
Too much of a hot topic?
When it comes to what happened with Kevin Hart and his terrible tweets that he tweeted out 10 years ago that were dug up, that were very offensive to the LGBTQ community. And then the apologies, and then Ellen came to his defense, and people started getting mad at Ellen, and then he said now he's not going to talk about it, all the back and forth.
Yeah, that's just done.
If they brought anybody up, it just would have been, it's still controversial. And then that person would have been clouded with that controversy.
Well,
and then they're linked to that just in headlines alone. I just can see why they're saying it's not going to be anybody this year.
Do you think, just in your opinion here,
it was probably the easiest, safest route.
I was going to say, do you think that... you know, it wasn't the people, you know, the Oscars saying, we're just not going to have anybody. Do you think they actually reached out to other celebs and they said, I saw the scrutiny you go under. I think they reached out.
I think they reached out to other people who probably said, no, I'm not touching that right now. It's not. I don't want to put my name in that basket.
It's too hot of a topic. It's too hot button going on right now.
I agree, Producer Dave, with you. Yeah, I think so. Because I also feel like there's a lot of people that are sitting there going, I don't know, did I post a picture one day that's going to get misconstrued for something? I mean,
get the assistant to get on my social and scrub it all. Scrub it all.
Well, and again, what was said by Kevin Hart was terrible.
But it doesn't.
I feel he made the decision. He's got to suffer the consequence for it.
Unfortunately.
But I feel like a lot of people now are saying, they're going, hey, none of us are perfect. I don't know what someone's going to dig up or get a bad photo from the past that might get misunderstood.
Yeah, and I don't think that this is, like you said, Elizabeth, I think this is going to be probably an all right thing for the Oscars to have just different A-listers coming up and presenting things, because that's kind of what happens in these award shows anyways. It kind of gets to that awkward moment where, like, they do a quick pan to the host who's standing there, like, hi, all right, now I'm going to introduce Brad Pitt to announce this award.
Wait a minute.
And then Brad Pitt comes on stage anyways, and the host is kind of just standing there. So,
well,
not having a host and having multiple quote-unquote hosts, I think, is going to be beneficial.
Not only that, but does this mean the Oscars aren't going to be 4.5 hours long? Do you think they could get this done in 2 hours?
Yeah.
Yes.
Streamlined.